At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. Happy holidays to everyone, including Duff McKagan, who delivers the laughs every single Friday, whether it's a holiday or not, with this patented Duff McKagan joke of the week.
Chris Jericho, Duff McKagan calling you. Listen, I heard by law you have to turn on your headlights when it's raining in Sweden. How am I supposed to know when it's raining in Sweden? Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Duff. I think you might have called that one in before, but hey, it's an oldie but a goodie right here on Christmas. Raising a glass of Christmas cheer in your honor. Hope Santa brings you and the family everything on your list this year. And since it's the holidays, we're doing our traditional holiday movie watch-along. This year, I got Andy, Nick, and the mysterious Chris L. from the Pod of Thunder podcast joining me. We'll watch the Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas classic Jingle All the Way, also including Paul White. So cue up the movie. I'll tell you when to hit start and settle in, because the celebration is starting right here, right now, on Talk is Jericho. The Christmas movie watch-along with the cats from Pod of Thunder. Jingle All the Way. Merry Christmas. All right. It is time for our fairly annual Christmas watch-along. This time joined by Nick Polak, America's little brother Andy, and the mysterious and lascivious Chris L, as we are going to talk about Jingle All the Way.
I can't wait.
Now, Andy, you told me earlier, and this is probably, I don't know, the 20th or 20th, 30th appearance that we made on each other's shows.
Yeah.
What you said this is the most excited you've ever been about a podcast before, ever.
It is. It's true. It's so, you know what, it's because I love this movie, one, and two, this is such a bizarre concept. If I had a DeLorean in, whatever, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and you dropped me in this moment, I think I would be speechless and probably have to go to a hospital. Such a bizarre, but a fantastically bizarre feather to put in my podcasting cap.
In what way?
It's because, I mean, we usually get together and we talk about rock and roll or metal and something along those lines. This is the first time we've ventured outside of it. And this is a movie I've seen 100 times.
And, good point.
Look, I even wore some Jingle All the Way swag. I've got some lapel pins. I've got Myron and Turbo Man. I've got some collectibles here to show you during the show. Look at this.
Ready. Okay. Now, Nick, do you share the same love for Jingle All the Way as America's Little Brother does?
Not to that degree. I haven't seen it in several years, actually, and I made a point of not going back and revisiting it. I wanted it to be the reviewing here to be fresh And I actually started watching the sequel, but we could talk about that.
Oh my
later.
Gosh. The sequel. Oh, starring Larry the Cable Guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
2014
awesome.
With Larry and Santino. It's a WWE film.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah,
oh,
it was.
That explains it. Yep. That's about as good as having the sequel to Caddyshack starring Jackie Mason.
Oh, yeah. That, I actually like that one.
Nick prefers that one.
He's never even seen the first
one. I've never seen the first one. Randy Quaid in the second one is so hilarious.
What you wait a second. You've seen Caddyshack 2, but never Caddyshack 1?
Never got around to it for some reason.
He's never seen it.
Never got around to it. How did you get around to watching Caddyshack 2?
It was on whatever cable network we had at the time. Over and over.
I never got around to it. I also noticed, too, that Nick is in the season as well wearing a Myron-style hat.
Yeah, he is.
There. He's got a Myron. Oh, that is actually an official Myron Funko Pop.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's a super fan.
Chris L., have you have a love for this movie?
I have never seen this movie. This will be my first time.
Okay. That's excellent because I'm somewhere in the middle. I've seen this movie a handful of times. Whenever you go through the Christmas rotation of movies, you always have, obviously, you know, Christmas Vacation and you have Christmas Story and What's a Wonderful Life. And this one doesn't make the cut every year.
It's not on. There was a brief period where I think it was TBS mm-hmm. or maybe it was a competitor because TBS does the Christmas Story 24 hours. Maybe it was USA or something did a 24-hour marathon of Jingle All the Way, counter-programming A Christmas Story. But this is like a decade ago, and I haven't seen it much on TV since.
Well, we can discuss as we go here. Once again, we always watch the movie with the sound pretty much down. That's how we do our watch-alongs here. But just a little bit of trivia. This is November 16th, 1996. It's 89 minutes long. The budget was $75 million, and the box office was $130 million. So this was indeed a hit.
Yeah. Damn near doubled it. You know, Arnold got paid $20 million in 1996 to make this movie.
Jeez, man. Well, this is also when Arnold was going through his comedy phase, right? He'd done all the action movies. Then he kind of switched over to doing some of the comedy stuff.
Yeah. And once we watch it, we could talk about it. But this movie, he doesn't really... His freakish muscularity, if that's a word, isn't really part of the story. It could have been anyone in that role.
Well, we don't want to give anything away, but yeah, you're right. I mean, it definitely was. This was when he was trying to you know, expand his horizons. And listen, Kindergarten Cop, very funny movie. Mm-hmm. And that was still an action movie though. That was kind of more of a Beverly Hills Cop type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Twins.
Twins, same thing. This one has none of that. This is just a pure on feel good family movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So on that note, we should probably just jump right in here and experience some of us for the first time, some of us for the third or fourth, some of us for the 167th.
Yes.
The genius of Jingle All the Way. And I got this Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So watch along with us. Start now. Stars just came up. And now it says the following is rated PG. And away we go. 20th Century Fox, and this is it.
So, I think that wasn't Schwarzenegger at the time considering more serious roles, and in fact was lobbying to be in Schindler's List around that time.
Yeah, and they were going to be called Schwarzer's List.
Yeah.
To kind of make it easier for him to remember what character he was playing. 1492, what's that stand for?
That's Chris Columbus, the producer.
There you go. I get it.
Yep.
I don't. What?
Well, that's 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, I think. I'm American. All right. So once again, this is apparently kind of like a Power Rangers type of vibe here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick has a comment.
And within about 5 seconds, we see Richard Mull, Bull from Night Court.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty happy already.
How could you not be?
Right, there he is.
Yeah. He plays Dementor, the villain here on the Turbo Man show.
That's amazing. So this is actually, there's actually a Turbo Man show like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Turbo Man.
Nick would have been much happier to see Mark.
We also have, a Harvey Korman.
Yeah.
Harvey Korman.
Yeah. Appearance here.
Yeah.
Also winner. As we filmed this, I believe, a few days after the birthday of Tim Conway. Mm. So if Tim would be 173 years old if he was still with us today.
He just died, in the last 5 years or something, right? Six. Ago. But he was up there. But
yeah. I'm not sure about exactly when he died.
Yeah, it was within the last 2 or 3 years, okay, I think. Well.
Shout out to Tim Conway and his family for listening.
Tim Conway has passed away, but I believe Dorf is still alive.
So. It's like a Tony Clifton sort of a situation.
Conway died in 2019.
Okay.
Here, of course, is the much maligned Jake Lloyd, a.k.a. Anakin Skywalker.
Poor Jake Lloyd.
I know. Come on. The guy didn't stand a chance. It wasn't his fault.
Not his fault. A bunch of Star Wars nerds ran him out of the business.
I know. I saw a picture of him when I was looking at this movie. He looks like a derelict now. He's on some meth or something. It's terrible.
Well, that's because the Star Wars people got to him. Too much criticism.
Don't let the Star Wars people.
Yeah, there should be some retribution for that.
He did nothing wrong. He got cast in a role, did his best.
Star Wars nerds need their asses kicked.
Any one of you would have done it.
I would have.
Of course.
Of course he would.
I'd do it now.
Yeah.
As if these people commenting on it would have been a better Anakin.
Is that, it's Star Wars. There's never been good acting in Star Wars.
Yeah. Was that Tom Hanks' wife?
Yes, Rita Wilson. Rita Wilson is Arnold's wife in this movie. Oh, and what we missed is that the little kid just said that his dad is never home. So this is planting a few seeds there. This kid's feeling let down.
Martin
already.
Ball, too, huh?
Harvey Korman and Martin and James Belushi.
And Robert Conrad.
Everybody's in here. So this is here you go, what you just talked about. You know, he's got this assistant who's reminding him, dude, you got to go to this thing. Get off the phone. Stop working. There's a Christmas party.
Kid's karate lesson is coming up.
But he tells everyone, you're my number one customer.
Oh, this is kind of a schmoozer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, too, like when you see movies, even though this is only 1996, mm-hmm. it's still as crazy as it sounds, like 27 years ago.
Yeah.
And you see Arnold still looks very young here.
He does.
Compared to what he looks like now, even though it's only, a couple of decades later. But
mm-hmm. 2 decades in either direction. Big difference.
Big difference. Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, he's talking to his wife now. Watch what happens. You're my number one customer. Oh, Howard.
Oh, man.
He told Liz is her name in the movie.
Oh, and she knows it. Wow.
Yeah.
And I was just looking it up. She was in, so this was 96.
Yeah.
She was in That Thing You Do the same year.
What nice.
A year. Oh, yeah.
Kind of a grizzled cocktail old milky waitress. Cocktail waitress, right?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of a line that scandalized Andy in his youth. I don't know if he remembers it.
I don't.
From That Thing You Do?
Yeah. And she's talking about the, the jazz musician who always hung out there that was the coolest guy in the world in the movie.
Oh, I can't blank.
She said something like
Del
Paxton.
Del Paxton. I was going to say Del Griffith, but that's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. What does he have?
What's the line that he said?
Great cock and balls.
Oh, look at this. Now we got Phil Hartman. He's the single dad and all the... He's kind of flirting or being flirted with by all the neighborhood moms.
The late, great Phil Hartman, might we say.
Mm-hmm. Look at this reaction.
I would say in the pantheon of Saturday Night Live, Phil Hartman's got to be top 15 for sure of the best performers in the last history.
He might be top 5 in that show.
Yeah. 15 is very generous.
I was going to say top 10. I went with 15. I'll say top 10 for sure.
And if you go versatility, he might be number 1.
He's up there with like Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
There's a handful of those guys who are built for that show. He's one of them.
Chris, you said that's very generous. You're saying that it wasn't?
No, I'm saying you could get to top 5.
So very stingy is what I was
Yeah.
You said very generous.
So. Well, whatever. Yeah, that's what we say in the United States. I don't know what you say in Canada.
We say, how's it going, eh? Arnold's getting chased by a cop, eh?
So, yeah, he went on the shoulder here. Oh, man.
He's trying to make it Jamie.
Jamie.
I've never had the satisfaction of seeing someone get pulled over doing that, though.
Never.
Yeah, good call. Because I'm usually the guy that's waiting in traffic going, man, I should have done that.
Yep, me too.
Oh, here's Robert Conrad, Bob, as we like to call him.
Yes.
In Hollywood.
That's him, huh? So I don't know Robert Conrad.
He's the guy who used to put batteries on his shoulders and say, I'm so tough, try and knock him off in the 70s or something like that.
Wow. Yeah, and he was a big, he was a fixture on the Battle of the Network stuff.
I was just going to say that.
He's great, man.
What does that mean, knock a battery off my shoulder? Like if you bump into him, he wouldn't move?
No, he was the pitch man for, what, Duracell? Or
yeah, whatever. But why he was like, I dare you to knock this battery off my shoulder.
That was an old thing from, like, old-time movies, things where a tough guy would put like a rock on his shoulder or something. Like, I dare you to come and knock this off.
Oh, then I'll...
Gotcha.
And then you'll
do
get
what
it.
I do. Yeah. I can't even say the alphabet backwards. Come
Nobody
on.
Nobody can.
Cut Howard a break.
Look at this kid. Mm. Oh, wow. He smashed the box open and got his blue belt.
I've always wanted to do that. Never did karate.
Well, the kid's like, you know, 12 pounds. If he can do it, you can do it, ALB.
Well, you know.
I do like the fact, too, that you have your shirt buttoned up to the top button. That's a nice touch.
It looks uncomfortable.
Well, I had to do the thing with the lapels here. It just looked better to me with the pins of these guys.
Awful lot of credits in this movie. It's been going on for 20 minutes.
Is this such a mad world?
It's better.
Great call, Nick. He didn't make it. He missed the kid's recital here. Produced by Chris Columbus. There you go. There's the 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
I don't know. You know what? Brian Levant, he did like Are We There Yet?
Hmm.
He doesn't have like the resume of a Chris Columbus. Chris Columbus has some Harry Potters and Home Alone. Yeah, some big timers. Yeah,
Discovery of America.
The Marcus Mueller project, Muscle Beach.
Yes.
Ted's on his roof. Look at this.
Oh, we're really getting. We're already getting a good idea of who this Ted guy is and what he's all about.
Yeah. Anybody would be annoyed with a neighbor like this.
Oh, I have one right next door.
Do you?
Yeah, you're facing his house, as a matter of fact.
So you have a Ted next door who does stuff like this?
Mine is Tony.
Okay.
Kind of a shit disturber here. You know, he's kind of like trying to impress his neighbor's wife.
And it's like he does it with a smile, like he's trying to help, but you know he's getting under your skin.
Oh,
and he's taking pleasure in it.
That sounds exactly like my neighbor.
And it's like he would never actually sleep with Arnold's wife, but you know, if the opportunity arose, he'd be seriously thinking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's definitely thinking about it. He's just doesn't have what it takes to close the deal.
Oh, so Turbo Man here is the big item of the season that all the kids want, and the sidekick is Booster.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys think of any other toys back in the day? Nowadays, nothing is like that. Like, they're all like game boxes or Xboxes.
Yeah, say like PS5 was a big thing last year, I think.
Well, actually, I know somebody who worked in a mall toy store when the Cabbage Patch Kids was happening.
Wow.
And I've heard firsthand stories that people were absolutely out of their minds.
I think that would be an inspiration here. The story.
Remember Elmo? Remember the Elmo?
Yeah, Elmo, I remember that craze. I remember like the Furbies was a big one.
Mm. Yeah.
In the last
people actually ritually sacrificing other people to get a Furby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that story once.
All those door busters where everybody's charging through the store getting trampled.
Which turned into skull busters of other shoppers.
Sadly,
caving in the heads of people who would take your toys.
Yeah.
Just absolute savagery.
You know, I think Tickle Me Elmo, if I'm correct, was like a month after this movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like a coincidence that.
That'd be a coincidence. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it happened every couple of years where there's some hot toys. Power Rangers were huge.
A couple of Pot of Thunder merch items were all the rage in the last couple
Jones Brothers bullshit koozies. Can't find those things anywhere.
I've got a throw pillow upstairs. Jones Brothers bullshit.
Is it in the toilet? Is it in the bathroom?
Yeah, it's a Jones Brothers bullshit hemorrhoid donut.
I mean, who would go to the bathroom in another man's toilet? Who would do that?
Well, just the powder room.
The powder room. That's it. Do
it. I did it to Nick today.
In the powder room?
Yeah,
I wasn't even home.
That's a bold move. I mean, you can do it in your own powder room, but to defecate in somebody else's powder room is quite
get it back on the tracks.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
So Arnold here is trying to impress the kid. The kid's mad at him.
Yeah.
But the kid says, all I want for Christmas is this this Turbo Man. I wrote a letter to Santa. And so Arnold now is on the scene of knowing what he needs to do to make it right with his kid here.
Yeah.
Who's his literal number one customer.
Yeah. Right here. I have it in front of me. The 13.5-inch Turbo Man.
You got a Turbo Man as well?
Now, yeah.
Can I give you a little trivia there, Andy?
Yeah.
Do you know who the voice of Turbo Man is now in this day and age?
No.
James Durbin, American Idol alumni, and my good friend.
Really? How did that happen? So he's the voice of the doll if I put the batteries in?
If it's been made over the last couple of years, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a singer, and he got into voice work, and somehow he started working with Disney and got the Turbo Man gig. Any cartoons with Turbo Man or dolls or video games, he's the voice.
That's the ultimate gig to get something like
he
that.
He landed
to
it.
Secure that. There's not that many people who've secured that sort of career.
I mean, that's a great gig, yeah. Which reminds me,
you got the doll, wow.
Right? So,
terror on his face.
We find out that Arnold did not pick up the Turbo Man doll.
So that's the premise of the movie. He just his quest for the Turbo Man.
That's doll. It.
Exactly. You nailed it.
He forgot to get it, but now he's lying to his wife. Saying,
so this really is like the Cabbage Patch Kids and the Tickle Me Elmo and all that stuff, the Furby. I got the Turbo Man
doll. The one that has the. He's got the Atlanta 96 Olympics t-shirt.
I noticed that. Yeah. The Richard Jewell.
Yeah.
Another friend. I'm just name dropping like a mother.
Angle, right?
No, it was Paul Walter Hauser played Richard Jewell
in the
Clint Eastwood one.
I'm sorry. I was talking about the...
Oh, in the Olympics that year?
The 96 Olympics. Isn't that the Kurt Angle year, I think?
I thought you were talking about the real Olympics. Okay, I was talking about the movie. Yeah, that was Kurt Angle. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Won a gold medal with a broken neck.
Won a gold medal with a broken neck.
Oh, okay.
Broken freaking neck.
Yeah, broken freaking neck. True story. To a guy that was about 60 pounds heavier than him as well.
Damn.
So there you go, guys. If you tuned in for the watch-along, you get a whole bunch of holiday treats here, including the details behind Kurt Angle's gold medal victory.
No one ever heard that story before. So did he say what day it is? Is it Christmas Eve already? Or is it, I forgot. It might be Christmas Eve now.
Is it really?
I think so.
So everything that happens in one day.
Well, it happens in one day. Yeah. Wow. The
holiday entertainment parade. So now he's going to miss the wintertainment parade as well. This guy needs to get his shit together.
He'll be back from the wintertainment parade. At least that's what he's going to say. Because he thinks he's just going to walk into the first store and get this doll, as if this kid can't spell that.
I'm kidding. Right?
Like nine.
I think they have an annual wintertainment parade in Joylet, don't they?
They might.
Oh, boy. There's Andy. Now,
of course, the neighbor here, Phil Hartman, goes one step further, actually buys his kids a reindeer for Christmas. Reindeer?
Yeah. It's got a reindeer. This is great. Can we, let's listen to this line that Ted delivers when he talks about what he's going to do with it. It's maybe the best line in the movie.
So what happens to Blitzen after Christmas? I've been watching a family of deer down by Lake Minnetonka. I thought I'd take them down there and set them free. If nature's kind, they'll take him in. He's one of their own.
How awesome. A great line. I mean,
if he wants to, they really made his character insufferable.
Yeah.
They really did. He's one of those guys, though, like the Eddie Haskell, that all the girls love him, and as soon as there's no girls around, he's the biggest jack off ever.
Yeah.
I know Eddie Haskell's a very dated reference, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Picking up a Christmas present for Jamie. Whoa. Nothing like waiting till the last minute, Howard, sir.
Telling you, this guy is my neighbor right across the alley. I could go on and on about that guy, but I won't bore the listeners. But this is exactly my neighbor, Tony.
I didn't realize his last name is Howitzer in the movie.
It's not. He's just calling that as an annoying nickname.
Like, oh, I'm like, where does that come
Dave,
from?
Dave, Dave Meister, Dave Arama.
He just
Howard Howitzer would be.
He just dropped that line that's very Arnold-y, where he said, "I might wrap some chains around you."
Oh, I love that line.
Yeah, when he suggests wrapping chains around his tires.
Every year, when the roads are icy, I think of that line.
Mm-hmm.
Today,
once again, Arnold is. I don't know why he stopped doing these types of films. I guess because he became the governor and all that stuff. But he's a great comic actor.
Yeah.
And he was actually trained in comedy by Lucille Ball.
Really?
Wow.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, Lucille Ball had him on her special as Muscle Man, TV repairman. He'd had one funny line, and she took him to this famous like magician magic club or something in LA with Milton Berle and all these old school comics. And he went out there for like 2 years and got comedic timing.
He also learned the Babalu from Desi Arnaz.
Call.
I believe it. So now we got Myron here, Sinbad.
Yeah, Sinbad has appeared on the screen. Talk about a comedic genius.
Would you think this is a Sinbad's peak of his career here? I mean, around this time frame?
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, he was like, what, on A Different World, late 80s, into the 90s, and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear a lot about Sinbad nowadays.
Well, sadly,
he's had some health issues.
Yeah, he had a bad stroke. Yeah, I don't think he's able to walk or anything.
What did he have, like MS or something? Or
he had a stroke.
Oh, stroke. Oh,
yeah.
Shout out to Sinbad.
Andy and I went to go see him live in like 98, 99.
Yeah, it was good. He's great. It's funny.
Did he mention Jingle All the Way at all?
Did not. Okay. So I didn't know this, but I was just trying to find facts and whatever trivia about this movie. Some of the other actors who were considered for this role, Sinbad, okay, of Myron, Joe Pesci. Daniel Stern, so both of the Wet Bandits,
okay.
And also Tim Allen.
You mean James Hetfield?
Chris J might not know that reference from.
Oh, he Pot will.
He will, but yeah.
From what?
It was a Pot of Thunder
from
conversation.
Metallica episode recently.
Okay, well, I did listen to it. I just don't remember it.
Well, and Tim Allen had done the Santa Claus in 94. So I wonder, is that too soon to do another Christmas movie?
You know, it also
people
said that...
People space them out usually, right?
Yeah.
Well, plus, wouldn't he have wanted a leading role as opposed to the Sinbad role?
I was going to say, he was considered for both, according to the internet. According to the Arnold role and the Sinbad role. But it was determined Joe Pesci was too short.
Okay.
Next to Arnold to be seen.
There's Chris
Parnell, yeah.
Oh, yeah. SNL alumni here.
He's got that voiceover career going.
Mm-hmm. He does. So Arnold's here at the toy store looking for a Turbo Man. Is that Nick Pollock? So everyone's laughing at Arnold because there's no Turbo Man left in the shelves, but there is a bunch of boosters, which is kind of the Robin to Turbo Man's Batman.
You know what's funny, though? If you look really close, there's Turbo Man's on the shelves.
Oh, man. There's the first goof.
Yeah. They're like,
there's Turbo Man on the shelf?
Right behind him, there's Turbo Man's in the display. Right behind Parnell. If he moves out of the way, there's a Turbo Man right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How do they let that go through the cracks?
Yeah.
The spirit.
That's the exact box and figure that I have right here.
Damn. Like,
yeah.
Oh, right there you go.
Yeah.
With the voice of James Durbin.
Terrible man around here somewhere. The last one just left. Some lady had it on layaway.
Ed Parnell made his debut on SNL by this time.
No, this is pre.
This is pre-SNL. I would say the Parnell possibly top 15 of all time.
You think?
Interesting.
Pretty damn good.
He doesn't have any recurring characters, though, does he?
Not that I can remember. No,
no.
I just watched SNL this week with Martin Short and Steve Martin. I didn't know anybody. Yeah, there's some. They're so ridiculous. There were some good bits, but I didn't know anybody on the cast.
Yeah,
not one person, except for the same dude. That one dude that's been there for 15 years.
Keenan.
Oh, he's still there.
Yeah, he's
still there.
Yeah,
all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Phil Hartman have that record of the longest tenure on the show?
At one point, yeah.
And then Tim Meadows.
There, yeah.
But I think Phil Hartman had it for a little while.
Phil Hartman was actually doing stuff on the show too, like as a regular contributor. These other guys don't do anything.
Yeah. All right, so that was his last chance there. Lady got away with the Turbo Man.
And then we kind of got a little Vegas montage here. He's got toys,
Brian
toys,
Setzer
toys
going on.
Nick is a big Brian Setzer fan, especially Brian Setzer Christmas.
Yeah.
Did you know this song is the first Brian Setzer Christmas song? And it was made for this movie.
That makes sense for a time period. Yeah, because his first Christmas album had to be like 5 years later.
Yeah.
I like ALB being kind of an expert on Jingle All the Way here.
I have to be at something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The Brian Setzer Live Christmas Extravaganza, one of the best shows I've ever seen.
And nice. He does it, what, every few years?
He used to do it every year.
He's had some health issues. He's had a ear thing like Brian Johnson, I think.
Mm.
Oh, gotcha. Maybe he should go to the same ear doctor that Brian Johnson went to.
Who knows? Worked out for him.
What do you know more about?
Boosters.
Andy, you know more about Jingle All the Way or Kiss?
Jingle All the Way.
Arnold just gives Turbo Man a smack and Turbo Man makes a comeback.
Yep.
And Arnold loses it. And this is why it's funny, because this is like the Terminator, you know, getting in an argument with a cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
Yeah, very well casted. You did a great job.
Like you said, it's a montage of him going to a bunch of different places. No luck. He had no idea it was going to be this big of a problem.
Yeah. Little chubby kid here.
That's Ted's kid. Yeah.
That kid's got a Turbo Man and a reindeer. And Jake Lloyd's just got a terrible acting career in front of him.
Yeah.
And apparently a meth addiction from what you described earlier.
We've seen hard times.
He should have stuck with karate.
He was already at his purple belt at 4 or whatever the hell he is.
Yeah. Look at Ted. Getting a little handsy there, Ted.
Oh, yeah. You don't want
Liz
to do that
get her apron.
Oh, look at this.
I know. Sugar cookies. Bake 12 to 15 minutes till golden brown.
Hey, man.
Heard Nick say that.
The ladies love bakers. I'm just going to say that.
This is great.
Oh, wait. Ted.
So he's showing his true colors, screaming at the children as soon as everyone else, the other adults, out of the room.
He's Ben Stiller on Friends yelling at the duck.
Oh, yeah.
Is Ted the top antagonist in this movie? Or is it Myron?
I think Myron becomes one ipso facto, right?
It's like one of those. It's like the Dark Knight where there's two villains.
Don't forget, Big Show throws his hat in there in a bit,
right,
too,
doesn't he? He does in a little while.
Get that to look forward to, Chris Hill.
Yeah.
I think she's in the shower, Howard. You want me to go check?
No. This is a great scene, too. I quote this probably once a day to my wife.
I believe that statistic.
It's coming up
to
here.
To be factual.
This.
Oh, there's cookies. Put that cookie down now.
Great.
That's what that's from.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me about that the other day.
Yep.
Put that cookie down.
Awesome.
Gotta go, Howard. I'll give Liz your message, though. Bye-bye.
And also the cookies. Someone eating Liz's cookies. Rubbing it in.
Oh, there's Myron.
still on the hunt, huh?
Yeah. Back in the day, this is what you had to do. I remember looking for toy little army soldiers. My dad had to drive me around town because they didn't have them anywhere. Wow. You couldn't just go on Amazon and buy some for next week delivery.
Yeah, that's probably why there isn't so much mayhem and chaos in stores. You just punch it up online. And,
yeah.
You know, either arrives at your doorstep or it doesn't.
The closest thing nowadays is the video game systems, like we said.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Thanks, Myron, but no thank you.
Oh, come on, man. Let's do it, man.
Yeah. You know, today's generations are just missing out. The ability to kick someone's ass in a retail store, plow over them to get a retail item. It's just, you know,
yeah.
Things were better back in our day.
I don't know. I just think in like the last maybe 10, 15 years, how much time I wasted at malls Christmas shopping versus now where I don't have to deal with any of that stress. You know, say what you want about Amazon or whatever other online retailers. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know, man. I'll take the convenience. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was not trying to insinuate otherwise.
So Arnold now, as we get back, there is a late Sinbad wanted to team up with Arnold in pure Steve Martin, John Candy fashion. Arnold says no. And now there's a late delivery of Turbo Man. And as Arnold's trying to pull away, he knocks over Robert Conrad's motorcycle, the cop, and it's smashed.
This is running number two.
Yep.
License and registration, please.
Oh, no. Now he's Sinbad's on his way. Should have stuck with him.
Sinbad's great.
Is Bob Conrad still with us? Or no. He can't be so alive, can he?
So we're obviously in Minneapolis because it's at the Mall of America, the site of the very first episode of WCW Nitro, might I add.
Who was in the first match?
Was it Liger and Pillman?
Yes.
Nice. And I don't know a lot of wrestling trivia, so that was a good one. I almost said Luger, but that's when Luger showed up.
Yeah.
The rumors are true. Yeah, I feel there's going to be another name here. Nope.
I don't have my glasses on. I can't tell who that is. I don't know. He's got a Stephen Colbert looking head, though.
It's probably always good if you're going to watch a movie to put your glasses on. That's just me, though.
So this is they're going to do like a lottery thing and you have to get the right colored ball to see who gets the.
This is a great bit. This is a great scene. One of my favorite scenes, not in movie history, but it's a great scene. Let's just say
that. You just heard we don't want it.
Yeah, that was the we don't want it that we play on Pot of Thunder all the time.
Bring it up to snuff, Chris. It's a lottery system where there's a number on a ball. And if you have the right ball, you get the table, man.
So Sinbad is looking for one for his own child.
Yes, okay. They're in the same boat. So
the balls just go up in the air, and now they're just turning into. This is turning into rabid maniacs.
Yep.
Great montage. It's the most wonderful time of year. Is there a certain color they have to get, Andy, or is it a number?
Isn't it red? I think it's red.
Red ones.
I think.
No, it's chaos.
Just it's like animals in a zoo looking for meat.
Sinbad's getting choked.
He had the red one in his mouth. Or was that an orange one?
I think it was red, but it got popped out. Maybe it is.
Yellow one? The yellow one.
You know, it might be number.
Mason.
He's a male man. He has his dog, Mace.
Kill the mailman.
The mailman.
That's a federal employee. I don't know if I'd want to go get the mailman.
He's got two. Now Arnold, once again, if you were maced, I'm sorry, buddy. Even if you're the Terminator, you'd be f***ed up. I got maced before. It's terrible.
Is it lasts bad?
It lasts for like 12 hours. I like this is the Nutcracker suite, whatever this one is.
Yep. There's some action. Arnold jumped off the escalator onto the piano.
Yeah, some good action here. Now it's bouncing into the kids' court here, and you know where it's going. If you have any prognosis here, take a guess.
This ball must be made out of flubber because it's getting more energy as it goes.
It's actually a live ball. It's alive.
Yeah.
Oh, this little dumb kid catches it.
And then she stares at, this is my ball.
I love that line. Yeah. Not that is my ball. This is my ball.
Because most people would say that's my ball, but it's odd. Yeah. This is my ball.
Yeah.
Whenever I wrestle Claudio Castagnoli, mm-hmm. totally sounds like Schwarzenegger. This is the move I give you.
They're from the same, different area.
Austria,
same part of the world.
Germany. Yeah, it's all the same kind of thing.
Yeah, so they probably. I don't even know his speaking voice. I assume they have the same accent, huh? So Arnold's in the soft play area or whatever it's called, the children's.
The McDonald's playground.
The McDonald's playground. I was just going to say that. All of us that are dads have been there.
Yeah.
And all of us have pretty much been stuck the way that Arnold has, too.
Yep.
Getting past the annoying little kids.
When your kid won't come out, you have to go get them.
Oh, and there it is. There's your payoff right into the ball pit.
So he's in there. The kid's got the little yellow ball from the raffle.
Now, is this little girl actress, is she a meth head now, or what became of her? Do we know?
Look how nuts Arnold looks in this scene. It's great.
Just give me the choke now. The mom's more upset about him than the girl choking.
At a ball. All the mums beating off Arnold here. And I'm not saying that in a good way.
Not in a good way, yeah. Hitting him with their purses and wrapping paper.
I'm not a pervert. Not a pervert.
What a great line. Especially after you leave the angry mob, and it's you just turn and you say one thing. That's what you say to him.
I'm not going to sit in your lap. Hey, Chief, that's not my bag.
James Belushi here.
Here's James Belushi here.
Top 50.
Another SNL. top 55, maybe, only because he played Bruce Springsteen on the We Are the World skit.
All right, yeah.
But they got a Polaroid of Turbo
Man.
It's
the mid from Seinfeld.
It is, yeah. He got busted for having lifts in his boots, remember?
That's right.
He lost the date with the chick from Total Recall. It all fits together.
Arnold universe. You got the cash, we got the doll. So they got a doll here.
So we got some black market dealings on the horizon.
Let's see. How much is it?
What are you, crazy? Santa never delivers a gift out in broad daylight.
There you
Excuse
go.
Me. I may be wrong, but you are not the real Santa Claus. And you're not the kind of guy who's got enough foresight to get his kid a Turbo Man before Christmas Eve.
Sounds like Brian Doyle Murray in the Christmas
Vacation. A little bit, yeah.
He does.
Charlie, the month club's a great gift.
They want that doll or not. Brian Doyle Murray also was very good in my favorite holiday movie of all time, Scrooged.
Yeah, good call. Also good in Caddyshack, the episode of the series that Nick did not see.
Yeah. He's just a Jackie Mason stunt double in Caddyshack.
Caddyshack 3 with Pauly Shore.
Jackie Mason is essentially the Rodney Dangerfield character.
Okay. It's not the same. It's not Al Chervik, though. It's not the same.
No, of course not.
Some trivia, Caddyshack 2 trivia. I have to throw this out there. In The Jerk, Jackie Mason's last name of this character is Hartoonian.
And that's he's
Jack Hartoonian in Caddyshack too.
Wow. So a little bit of a continuing universe there.
And Dan Aykroyd as the Carl Spackler-esque character. What an abomination that is. Right down there with the Nothing But Trouble debacle.
Or Blues Brothers 2, another Aykroyd abomination.
The 2000?
Yes.
You know what? I got to admit, I don't mind that movie.
You're the one.
I wanted to hate it. It shouldn't have never happened. And John Goodman is an abomination as a replacement for Belushi. But I got to admit the truth. I didn't hate the movie.
Yeah, I feel like it was just kind of a cheap ripoff of the first one. Like, the first one happened to the second one.
No, the concept is terrible, and it should have never happened, yet I don't hate that movie.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you love the original Blues Brothers?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, then maybe that's why. Maybe you're giving it a pass because it's giving you a little bit more Blues Brothers.
You're not a fan of the original Blues
Brothers? I only saw it once, and I did not like it. I watch Blues Brothers every year, though. Let's swing it back over here. So Arnold's over here.
They're in this black market factory here with Jim Belushi, who I'm surprised he had enough time to go. He was too busy signing autographs at every Chicagoland restaurant, complimenting their menu. He's one of those guys whose face is on the picture every place you walk into. Love the dogs, Jim Belushi.
So he wants $300 for the two of them, man.
Yeah.
Give him the $300, Arnold. Get yourself out of hot water.
But I don't see why we can't pick up a little loose change in the process.
You know, I can't disagree with Belushi right here, but
he's essentially eBay before eBay, right?
Well, he doesn't want to open
it. It's a booster.
Nope.
Oh, it's a Spanish turbo.
Spanish turbo.
El hombre de turbo.
Yeah.
Well, I would take that one,
but
oh, it fell apart.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's a piece of junk. That's the other problem.
I looked up the inflation. Adjusting the $300 for inflation okay. for 2022.
Yeah.
$570.
Damn.
I tell you what, I'd pay it if I was in a clutch like Arnold is here.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, he's got the money. Just fork it over.
Yeah.
I mean, get out. All he does is work. He's got a lot of number one customers. Now he's insulting this Santa Claus sweatshop. And here's the problem. Arnold's bigger than all these guys, right?
Yeah. He's got no problem taking these guys.
Yeah, who's gonna get
that guy? Looks like he's 100. You know?
Yeah. Come on, Arnold, take him out like you did with Camel and Conan the Barbarian.
There's a revisiting of that scene later in this movie.
Good call.
With the beard, just not the mustache, but the beard hanging.
Oh my God! Now it's like Kiss meets the Phantom of the Park. Yeah. Instead of werewolf robots, they're Santa Clauses.
Yeah, this guy's got nunchucks. He's doing flips.
Wait till you see the black Arnold stunt double.
We got a big ass candy cane knocking everyone around.
He's knocking them out three, four at a time.
Oh, the ground's shaking.
Uh-oh. Here we go. This is a young 26-year-old Paul White.
I'm going to deck your halls, bub.
AKA The Big Show.
Yep. This almost happened to me at your birthday party.
Because you were creeping around in the background of all the pictures. That's why.
I made a comment to him, and I was almost in grabbing distance. I think he almost thought about it.
What did you say?
He was standing by himself with no one, like, I would say 10 yards in any direction. There was no one near him. And it was right when the Judas Priest band was playing, I think. I walked up and put my nose almost on his back. And I said, oh, man, I always get stuck behind the tall guy at concerts. And he goes, ah, and then looked at me like he was going to kill me.
Arnold just got tased in the back.
Surprised you didn't ask him about Jingle All the Way being such a fan. Backstage stories.
That was my icebreaker, and I thought, oh, if this goes better, maybe I can befriend him here. But I don't think it went well.
Striking out left and right at Jericho Fest. You never mentioned that on your review of the show.
Yeah.
So Big Show just punched him across the room.
Was that Vern Troyer? He's in this, and
I think that was Vern Troyer.
That was probably him running there. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is pre-Austin
Powers.
This must be the sloppiest bust I've ever seen in my entire career of the force. Detective Howard Lang, undercover. I have been working on this case for the last 3 years.
Now, would this work in real life? Anybody have any experience with this?
Well, I do know one time after a concert, I went up to a car and flashed my driver's license and said, give me that bottle of alcohol, son. And the guy gave me the bottle of alcohol, and I took it and drank it. So it could be the flash. Oh, flash.
Yeah. I actually one time was driving, a designated driver for a group of people, and one of them was a police officer, and he gave me his badge and told me that because the streets were barricaded off, and he said, flash the badge and be confident, and we'll go through.
And he was inebriated?
He was inebriated. I didn't do it. I was like, no, I can't pull that off.
Howard ran out of gas.
Oh, geez.
Worse.
Anything that can go wrong is going wrong for poor Howard Lang here. For poor Howard Howitzer.
He's pushing his car. You ever been to that place? I've never been there, but I know it's like a landmark diner in Minnesota.
I know where it is, and I'm pretty sure I probably have been in there at some 2 o'clock in the morning time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal, at the halfway point, what are you thinking of Jingle All the Way so far?
That's good. It's entertaining. I'm appreciating all the actors I didn't expect to see in the movie. Phil Hartman, especially.
Yeah. Well, Hartman's got the reindeer for all the kids. And I keep bringing this up because Andy wanted to do this in the near future here.
I looked into it.
And the price was
astronomical. I wanted to rent two reindeer for a party.
Is it more than 300 adjusted for inflation?
It was like 1900.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, nope, can't do that.
Well, of course, Hartman just impressing all the neighborhood ladies. And why is Jamie angry? Because Arnold isn't there to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why he's mad?
Yeah, he's mad again.
Jamie, how are you doing? It's almost like a liar premise.
Yeah.
The busy father. Trying to do right by the kid, and you just can't make it happen.
Yeah, that was a great line too. Where's mom? She's next door petting Ted.
Petting Ted, yeah.
The name of the reindeer too. Coming home soon. And he goes, "What?
He's got two. He's got two.
This is my ball."
Should keep it. You know, it's like what Turbo Man says. Mm-hmm. Always keeping promises.
Did you hear Ted to one of those neighborhood women? He said, "We should get together sometime and exchange recipes."
That's his pickup line.
He knows what's going on. He knows how to make it happen.
Yep.
One of those guys that Andy and I talk about frequently is trying to, you know, coddle and pander to the woman, but end game is the same. He just wants to get laid.
Yep. It's a different approach.
He's taking a different tack. We never do
anything, Sergeant. Isn't Petting Ted a name of a song on one of the Vinnie Vincent albums?
It was actually Teddy Petting.
That would be a good Nitro one, too.
That would work.
Teddy Petting. Like hear Jim Gillette delivering that lyric.
So.
Teddy Petting. All right, he's all by himself. The diner, he's a broken man. Not even the lovable barkeep can help him out.
No, but look who's there.
Oh, remember, he just maced him the last time they saw each other.
That's true. Any luck in finding that doll? So this is all Christmas Eve. I never realized that this movie
It's all the same day.
One day, yeah.
It's like an episode of the show 24.
Yeah.
This was slightly less yelling.
It's also violence. And it's also literally 24.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Christmas Eve. Get it?
That's good.
There you go. That makes me a big father. Look, we get one chance a year to prove an ass. So they're now putting their heads. This is like very similar to, once again, the diner scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where they find out they've been robbed.
Yeah. It is, I never thought about that. It does have a lot of similarities where they keep butting heads, but their paths keep crossing, and they keep kind of like reluctantly teaming up again and again.
I honestly believe that Columbus had something to do with Planes and Trains. Am I wrong about this?
Probably did. I know John Hughes wrote it. Hughes and Columbus were like not a team, but they worked together a lot. So
well, you know that Hughes also wrote Home Alone, didn't he? And Columbus directed it.
Yep. Well, I'm pretty sure Columbus was involved in Planes, Trains, Automobiles because I believe the working title was the Nina Pinta and Santa Maria. They had to talk about it. That didn't go over well in the focus group, so they just switched it up.
It didn't play well in the Bronx.
It played pretty well in Spanish Harlem, though. It went over pretty well. People related to those names.
So Myron's talking about toys from his youth that he didn't get for Christmas that he wanted.
Like a pet rock or something?
Yeah, it was some kind of army man.
Gotcha. Never did get that Johnny Seven on me. So it's got a little bit of a sentimental moment. Even old Gus, the waiter over there.
You ever heard of a guy named Scott Sherman? Uh-huh. Do
Yeah, CEO of Sherman Industries.
It's a convenient job for Scott Sherman.
You know what happened? He became a billionaire.
So they're like saying, if you get the kid what he wants, you can become a billionaire. And if you don't, you become a loser with no future.
Yep.
And this is now. Arnold's envisioning his son here. Genius. A drunken mailman.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's
you know, a little foreshadowing to what became of the child.
I'll tell you what, man. Arnold's a good actor. That was a good little reaction there to the bit.
He is good. You know, and with his comedic chops, it reminded me. I'm pretty sure he was. He used to do those Dean Martin roasts once in a while.
That's the Dean Martin roast was from the Friars Club, I think.
Yeah.
That's the club that Lucille Ball got him into. I can't remember what it was called, the Friars Club. So he was part of it.
I had no idea.
As a 300-pound musclehead bodybuilder in like 1979.
So this is the same scene from what's that movie? Detroit Rock City, where you have to call the radio station.
Oh yeah, of course.
Name the guys in Kiss in this movie. It's named Santa's Reindeer, and then you win the free thing.
Blood screen.
Oh, there he is.
Looks a little rough on the edges,
but
he looks like a convict. Wow. Terrible.
Okay. Bad lighting. Happy. Everybody looks like a convict in that lighting.
I thought I was in two of these boxes for a second. Me with a mustache, me without.
It could be one of those things too, where he's the same height now as well. Like he's like Gary Coleman and he never grew.
Oh, yeah.
So it's on Wabasha, which is the name of the town in Minnesota. One of my other favorite Christmas movies, Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, nice.
In Wabasha, Minnesota.
All right. The hits keep on coming. There you go. Look at that one.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's
the one.
That's trouble.
He looks mean there.
That's a meth. He's got the meth head scab right there.
Yeah. That looks like that's probably taken by an officer.
I agree.
So Sinbad's running down the street trying to make his bag lighter. He's throwing all the mail out.
which is fine.
Yeah. All that mail is not going to get delivered.
Well, and remember, I don't know if this was part of it, but wasn't this around the time period where there was a lot of documented violence among postal workers? Like,
yes.
I'm going to go postal on you.
Wasn't that this era?
Yeah.
So I wonder if him being cast as a postal worker was,
I'm sure,
perhaps intentional. It had something to do with that.
Yeah.
So we found out that after a lot of legal trouble, that Jake now lives with his family, and he's been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia.
Oh, man. Look what the Star Wars people did to that. Yeah.
He quit acting in 2012 due to his harassment by the press to his role in Phantom Menace.
They told you.
Yikes.
Now here's Martin.
Every one of those harassers should have their asses kicked.
Exactly. I'm going to stand up for Jake Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Anybody got a problem with Jake Lloyd? You got a problem with me, you dig?
Yeah, maybe we could do like the Peter Billingsley thing and write Jingle All the Way 3 starring Jake Lloyd as the father now. Bring him back. Because did you see the new Christmas Story that just came out this year?
Oh, Jesus.
With Peter Billingsley as an adult?
Jeez.
No?
Kind of, that's what I've been waiting for, to be honest with you.
Is he just talking about that right now?
So he's got a bomb.
And he just said, don't you read the news?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so it was.
Right, I'm postal, yeah. I'm.
And look, the Funko has a bomb.
What? Nice. But it's not really a bomb. It's a shoebox with like a book in it or something, right?
Is that my Funko or did you get one? Okay.
Oh, I have one.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Mine is mint in box, but.
Lars Fredrickson is bothering Andy for his.
He's gonna make me an offer on Instagram for my mint in box Myron Funko.
No, not at all. The Martin plays shitty DJ. He's got the bad ponytail. He looks exactly like he does in every movie, except he's got a big ponytail.
Who was the DJ in Airheads?
I was just
Michael McKean.
Michael, okay,
yeah. I was gonna say the same.
Yeah. Up, yeah.
We just threw the bomb in the air. Hit the deck.
Oh, that's a little box for shoes.
Oh, it's got a little music box in it.
Yep.
Oh, it's a nice little music box.
Now he's gonna.
I've been under pressure since the zip plus four thing. That's a good line. I read that a lot of the Sinbad lines are improvised, which kind of makes sense if you. You know, if you're actually watching the movie and listening to what he's saying, it doesn't seem like you would write all this.
He delivers
stuff.
It so quickly
yeah.
that it seems like it would be him ranting off the top of his head.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to recite something from memory.
So the winner didn't actually get a Turbo Man. It was just for a gift certificate once they get back in store.
Turbo Man in the future.
They're going to beat this disc jockey.
They should beat him to death. Life.
Yeah.
He was lying about the Turbo Man, and he's called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sinbad takes the fall. Arnold escapes, and Arnold has the...
Yep.
There he is again.
You might want to hurt a fellow civil servant, which... What's all this violence?
Please. Cops are drawing guns on everyone.
Back.
Nope.
This is a homemade explosive device, and I'll blow it up. No, why? Because I work for the post office, so you know I'm not stable. Tell him.
There you go. Driving that home.
This man is totally insane. Put the guns down. Now! Put them down.
So that's exactly the best plan of attack in trying to buy a Turbo Man. Probably equals about 10 years in jail at this point.
Yeah, but hey, got to do what you got to do. He's in deep, so.
Who's a better comedic foil for Arnold around this time period? Sinbad or Tom Arnold?
Sinbad.
Yeah, I think Sinbad. Okay.
I always thought Tom Arnold's kind of a one-trick pony, you know? Hey, I'm Tom Arnold. Cocaine.
He was good in True Lies, though.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know. Name one other thing he was good in.
The Stupids.
Oh, pay attention here.
I kind of liked him in the first Austin Powers.
That's
pretty
true.
Good. It's the guy in the next stall.
It looks like Gary Berghoff, that one policeman. I don't think it is, though.
I wish it was. Gary Berghoff's another Where Are They Now? Is Gary still with us?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. I'd be doing all the Comic-Cons if I was him. I'd go meet Gary Berghoff.
Yeah.
It was a real bomb.
Wow. It was a real bomb.
World we're living in. Sick people.
There was like a Daffy Duck explosion scene there. He's covered in soot. Smoke's coming off of him. Well, that ever happened to you guys? You guys ever have
get stripped?
Have your vehicle get stripped? Your tires get stolen? Anyone ever break into your cars?
No. I know Chris J over there got his car broken.
True story. Yeah, we talked about that.
Did you?
All my cassettes got stolen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Remember I went to the flea market and I saw all the obscure metal bands there?
That happened
to
me.
And then a giant Santa Claus came out when you confronted them about it.
And then I punched a little person. That was the end of it.
Yeah. That happened to me once. Not the tire thing, but someone broke my window, pulled my dashboard down to get the CD player out, but they must have gotten scared off before they got it out, and they stole all the hockey equipment out of my trunk.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Hockey's an expensive sport, too, man.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
This is the end for Arnold.
Bill Hartman just put the star up on Arnold's tree.
You don't do that to another man's tree.
No.
That's like taking a dump of some other man's powder room.
It's just certain things you don't do.
Oh, now he's having a flashback to the Turbo Man being nestled safely under the tree at Ted's house.
Oh, he's going to steal the Turbo Man.
We'll show him. Desperate times.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ted, but that's Howard's job. You know, he always puts the star on. He's adamant about it.
Too bad he's not as adamant about spending time with his family.
Jeez, he's just such a shit disturber.
He's pouring it on.
Arnold's knuckles are all bruised and bloodied.
Mm-hmm.
Knocking motherfuckers out for a Turbo Man.
The old credit card to open the door trick.
Yeah. Works every time.
You can do that in 2023, I don't think. Yeah. Even though he even really wrote on the tag to whatever the kid's
Johnny.
Name is. To Johnny, your loving father.
Writing that on all my kids' tags this year.
I don't have the time. Who can be bothered? I just write D.
Yeah.
You hear that? Carolers. Let's go. Come on.
You know, it's not your wife.
Yeah, Ted. Where's Ted's wife?
She's dead. He's a single father, I think.
Right? She's dead? I don't know if she's dead or if they're divorced. I'm assuming dead. I don't know.
Well, why would you assume she's dead? Maybe she just walked out on him or vice versa.
I don't know. I wanted to add some darkness to the storyline in my head. I don't know.
Okay. She's buried in the backyard. Don't yeah. You haven't seen the finale of the movie yet, Chris.
The reindeer ate her.
Yeah. Wait till you see what Arnold really gives to his little to little Jimmy or Jamie.
It was turning into seven all of a sudden.
What's in the box? What's in the box? Booster.
All right, he's having a moral dilemma here. He's realizing he's got to put this thing back. He can't steal it. But now there's Ted the reindeer.
Reindeer not happy.
You know, that's the kind of reindeer you would have gotten to, a feral one.
No, I would have been scratching up my house.
A feral reindeer.
As opposed to a domesticated reindeer.
Poor wise
national reindeer.
Hollywood reindeer. Poor wise man's head broke off and went into the fireplace.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the animals will get a credit for the movies, like Moose on Frasier.
I was going to say Moose. That's the only one I can
wonder if
of.
This reindeer was in Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, wow.
He could have had a career.
Maybe that could be a possible next year watch along.
Oh, man.
Or never.
Or never. I tried this year. I like Ernest.
I love it.
Nick likes that. Nick loves that movie. I watched it again this year, and I was like, man, I don't know.
We're getting a real sense of what Nick likes in his movies here. Caddyshack 2 and Ernest. Remind me to never go to your house for movie night.
So Howard just kicked the flaming wise man's head through the window at the carolers.
The flaming beheaded wise man, Balthazar.
Balthazar, one of the three kings.
Hi.
We three kings of Orient are.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing? What's that?
Oh. It always comes on me. That is Johnny's Turbo Man.
What?
It's not what you think it is.
Oh, caught red-handed.
Then do tell me what it is, because as far as I know, you got Jimmy his own Turbo Man weeks ago. What it looks like is
Well, he's busted now.
Look, Liz, if you would just give me a second, then I could explain it to you. I know parts of this are going to sound completely ridiculous. Let me tell
you. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man.
Marital strife now because of this.
I don't want to spoil this for you, Chris L., but Batio watched this and just transposed the ending to Johnny died at Christmas instead of Howard.
You can't bench press your way out of this one.
Oh. The end of him and Ted the reindeer.
Jeez,
Howard and Ted the reindeer.
Oh, this is the homage to the camel, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Let me ask you this.
Cinematography. It is.
In 2022, could you put out a movie where you knock out a little person and a reindeer in the same movie?
And it's a children's comedy or family comedy.
There'd be a bunch of groups being angry about this.
The reindeer people. Yeah.
Well, I think they bond later, don't they?
The reindeer?
I think so.
I hope so.
I think Teddy. Yeah, right here. There you go. Bayonet around.
Of course.
After a fist fight, they're having a couple beers together.
In a film, how do you portray or convey intoxication?
Burping.
Exactly.
In a cartoon, bubbles come out in a movie.
You know what he was just drinking with in there, guys?
What was
reindeers.
It?
Come on. Oh, there you go. Of course, he looks in the door and sees the pictures that his kid drew of his dad. Pours Rudolph one last beer. He's going to go find a Turbo Man.
Now the redemption begins.
Yeah, this is it.
What is this thing called again?
Parade?
Oh, it had a name. They said it earlier. It's Wintertainment. Wintertainment. Yeah, I was going to say, this is like a real Minnesota thing.
It's got a different name, I think.
Well, thanks for ruining it, Nick. Jeez.
You're looking for facts in this movie? Yeah. It's like the ending of Slapshot.
It's like Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, good call. Or
Ferris. Animal House, the parade scene at the end of that.
Look, oh, is that Jackie Chiles?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. Why did
Merry Christmas,
Gail. Why'd you take the money? Never take the money. Why'd you take the money?
Central to keep you updated on all of this year's parade action. Let's watch
Jackie Chiles. Listen. Who gave me the coffee? Why the coffee so hot?
I do love the exaggeration in almost all the actors in this movie. Well, most of them.
Yeah.
Rita Wilson is playing it completely straight, but there's such exaggeration in almost every other character.
Yeah, they're playing along with kind of the theme of the movie, right? It's kind of overblown Christmas fantasy sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like a farce, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
This one it is, Dad. Can we get on stand with them while you park the car? Please.
Now, did Ted plant that seed with Johnny so he could get along with Liz?
He's going to make his move now.
with a million people surrounding. Where's he even parked?
It's in the middle of the parade.
Hiding in plain sight. Well, Snoopy's there. Crayons.
All the classic.
Barbie.
All the beloved characters.
With their hands. Everyone.
Oh, what's that guy? Annoyed?
Paddington, the tick.
Was that
tick.
A ninja Gumby. Turtle?
Sonic.
Where'd they get the rights to use all these different characters on this
movie? I love their crayons up there.
Winter in Minnesota.
Cat in the Hat. Jesus, Dr. Zeus involved? Who's paying for all these rights fees?
Maybe that's why they don't play it anymore on TV.
Hey, they made it back. $129 million.
You know, that's cool. Yeah, good point. I
know. It's like Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Movie's not very good. I'm
just going to school.
Get out of here.
Come up to the traffic jam here in Phil's station wagon.
Mm-hmm. Minivan, actually.
It's a Dodge Caravan.
Is it really?
Yeah. But it's got that station wagon-esque vibe, paneling vibe on the side.
I've got eggnog right here. I'm going to have some wilder scenes going on.
Oh, nice. Is it in a Can I Play With Titties canister?
Well, of course.
There it is. Of course it is. Look at this. Here he goes, Ted's.
Ted's here.
Very sweet.
You deserve better, Lizzie. Someone you can talk to. A shoulder.
This is the same that inspired R. Kelly to write his song, You Deserve Better.
Clearly.
The movie so far is like it's a nice family fun movie. This is where it starts unraveling for me, to be honest with you guys.
It's too much for you?
It's too much.
Yeah. Ted went too far? Very
eligible. No, not Ted. Not Ted.
Well, I'm a lucky, lucky girl.
She's lucky Dale Paxton doesn't show up and beat that guy's ass.
You are my man.
Lock and balls.
You asked me how to marinate ahi tuna. Is Italian salad dressing.
Well,
Arnold is going to destroy.
Yeah, he's seen enough.
I think he's going to saw the.
Oh, jeez. This is like, this guy is like Eric Idle in freaking European Vacation.
Knocked over the cop.
He's going to get a saw.
Good. Give him
the minivan right in half.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Respect will be paid at some point.
Liz busted Ted in the head with the eggnog. Thermos.
Send a message.
I was coaching my daughter's soccer team, and a kid hit me in the head with a ball, and my glasses like that.
Arnold on the run from the cops here, trying to escape. The cop can't use his hands because he broke them or burned them or whatever the hell happened to him.
Well, he should be hiring Jackie then to represent him.
That's right. A young Jackie Chiles.
a non-mustachioed Jackie
Chan. Yes.
You! Who are you? Are you the guy?
Huh?
Oh, thank God. Hey, we got him, people! Okay, okay, listen up. We're running
late. So is this when it unravels for you?
Yeah.
The instruction manual said you should know about all the important controls. Let me just go over a couple of the changes. There are three cutoff valves for the nitro fuel.
This would be like a dream come true, let's face it. This is kind of a nod to Miracle on 34th Street,
say,
isn't it?
The beginning,
you got the intoxicated Santa, and then all of a sudden this guy kind of stumbles along. And
yeah, but instead of intoxicated, well, he's going to tell us what happened to the other guy in a second.
Yeah. Instead of intoxicated guy playing Santa, he's getting into a freaking suit with nitro valves.
There you go.
Let me just take a moment and speak for everyone when I thank you for filling in for Pete on such short notice. It was a total freak accident what happened at rehearsal, and we're confident that we got all the caseworked out of the system.
Oh,
and you should know the doctor said Pete actually showed some brain activity this morning. Yeah. That's a really good sign.
So it's bad. Pete's in trouble.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Pete might not make it.
Was Pete involved in the sequel starring Larry the Cable Guy and Santino? Oh, it's Booger.
That's Booger. I read.
Oh, yep. Who was up for that role?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Same type of vibe, right?
It makes sense that it's a similar delivery that they both have.
Yeah. Apparently, Armstrong won the role in a burping contest. Just annihilated Gottfried in the belching contest.
Gilbert, you a gambling man? This role on the line.
So I think Gilbert Gottfried, top 75, top 100 SNL.
Yeah.
How many people have been on 100? I'll give him a 101. Totally forgot he was even on. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's like the 1980 purgatory years.
Yeah. Anthony Michael Hall and
after. Oh, no, that was mid 80s. Yeah.
Was he like with Billy Crystal?
He was with like Charles Rocket.
Yeah, that's 81.
Wow. So yeah, Arnold is
Arnold's Turbo now Man. A real life Turbo Man, which is this is still cool. I can dig it. All right, whatever.
I think I agree with you because I thought you were just saying this whole thing takes you out of it. Not yet.
He puts the suit on, and I was like, okay, so he'll probably, you know, stop a crime in front of his kid, and the kid will realize he doesn't need a Turbo Man doll because his dad is Turbo Man. That's a good ending, right?
Yeah.
Instead, they got to do this shit.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on that.
You know what, though? I bet if you're the filmmakers, you're under a lot of pressure for a spectacular over-the-top ending at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that. Like, couldn't you do that without... I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but couldn't he be the Batman and just be running around and doing, you know, Arnold shit, flipping and flopping and jumping on Harley Davidsons and stuff like that?
Well, they came to a fork in the road.
Well, at the end of the day, one does not question Christopher Columbus.
Okay? I guess so.
He discovered America, for Christ's sake. He can do whatever he wants.
You like salt?
Thanks. And paprika. Thanks, yeah. Do you like cinnamon? That's a Columbus joint as well.
So now he gets to give a Turbo Man figure to a lucky boy or girl in the crowd.
It looks like a bigger. Is that the same size Turbo
Man? That looks bigger than 13.5.
Yeah, that's big. It's a not actual size action figure.
Yeah, that's like a. That's like a 28-inch Turbo Man.
Booster's bottom garment is a little unsettling.
What was it?
Just like a very tight bikini bottom. Did you see that?
I didn't notice it. Oh, yeah. Gold bikini.
We've got Bush.
You look hand down. I want to see some fur pie.
I think that's the same bikini bottom that the sleazy lifeguard wore in Back to the Beach. One of the funniest characters.
I believe for wearing that outfit in public, he was arrested for mopery. So, I just watched that movie last Saturday. That's a classic. Revenge of the Nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Masterpiece.
What is mopery, though? What is Mopery?
They said what it was, and I can never remember it. But it was when they were in the police station. That guy was arrested for mopery.
It's not like moping around.
No,
something else.
It involved like some sort of flashing or something. Like
really?
That. Yeah.
Okay. Committing a major, loitering, basically mopery, or you see a flash while you're moping. But yeah, you couldn't find that movie for the longest time, Revenge of the Nerds. It wasn't out anywhere. It's way too un-PC for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody seen the sequels?
Nerds in Paradise?
Yes, I've seen Nerds in Paradise.
I'm sure you have.
I have, believe it or not. Yes.
Merry Christmas, Jamie.
Of course, Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Crackdown, is very good.
Revenge of the Nerds 3, Citizens on Patrol.
Yes.
Jamie, I'm your father.
Jamie.
Yep.
You see, I am your father.
See, it's sort of isn't that what Anakin Skywalker says in a movie? I'm your father.
Yeah, Luke. Good point. Wow.
Little foreshadowing.
Nice.
I looked up Mowbray. Do you want to know what it is from the movie?
Sure.
Exposing yourself to a blind person.
Wow.
All right. This is where I lose it. So Sinbad now dresses up
as Dementor.
As the Dementor.
Thought your little suit idea was so slick. But you know what? I'm one step ahead of you.
Well, they had to have some kind of resolution with Sinbad, but maybe this wasn't the way to go.
Well, you can still have him have a fist fight.
Yeah, something.
It still bugs me, but I can live with it.
Hey, I'm not going home without that doll. Hey, buddy, this ain't the way we rehearsed it.
This doesn't bother. Well, not yet. Even the kids hate
Booster.
That Barney documentary.
Oh, yeah. You listen to the Talk is Jericho episode about that. It's quite interesting.
Oh, yes. I saw the promo for that. I had no idea it was such a
critically hated character.
Yeah,
Barney and the Anakin Skywalker guy are on skids together out there somewhere.
The end of civilization as we know it. Do something, Turbo Man.
So Turbo Man, now Sinbad's basically accosting Arnold's son, physically assaulting Arnold's son.
That's probably where the line was crossed.
Yeah,
like all this comedic using the suit to hit each other, I could get behind. But
they went all the way in emulating the TV show, on which it's based. So I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you the part that I can't sign.
I guarantee it's the same part that I can't.
Yeah,
it's the Demon Team.
The Demon Team.
It does look just like Power Rangers.
He's a blue belt or a purple belt, remember?
Yeah.
You get to use that karate stuff.
When you stand right there with
Sinbad's ball.
When you stand there with your legs like that.
Yeah. I would kick him in the balls for no reason. Can't stand like that.
Notice Turbo Man doesn't stand like that.
Get out of my way, box.
That poor giant present got hurt.
Yeah.
Turbo Man's just beating up all these like Liverpudlian Power Ranger weird creatures.
And speaking of a British entertainment like that, I keep on the buildings on the back of the float. I keep thinking it's a Doctor Who, the TARDIS for Doctor Who.
Kind of looks like a TARDIS. So now this kid's in physical danger of dying. Yeah.
He's climbed a ladder on the outside of a building, a fire escape or whatever.
Yeah, like that's, he's like seven stories up here.
Myron's going after him.
Sinbad would pay do some serious crime for this.
Mm-hmm.
Serious time. Look at the munchkins.
Yeah, he just tossed one, Arnold.
Uncle Myron wants to talk to you. All right, kid. End of the line. Just give me the doll.
Never.
Now he's climbing up this powerful pole. Jamie. Oh, the Christmas tree. Like, geez, Louise.
That's dangerous.
Why, Toba Man? Use your jetpack.
All right, here we go.
This is it.
You know what, I don't like this? Because this doesn't exist, that's why.
Yeah.
It looked like a part of the trailer for The Rocketeer there, the way they were zooming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, this is where it gets to be a bit much.
The Turbo Man doesn't actually have this capability.
Well, he does, but Earth doesn't, you know?
Yeah. Businessmen from Minneapolis.
Suspension of disbelief there.
But what is it, though? The whole time, it's not like we had any suspension of disbelief at any other time in this movie.
Any other time, right, yeah.
This movie is just a wacky, madcap comedy, and now he's flying through the city, the jetpack on.
But every superhero movie has to have the scene where he's getting accustomed to his newfound powers.
But he's not a superhero.
It's just good movie making.
Jingle Man.
Listen, this is what the focus group wanted, okay? He had the ending you described. They hated it. He redid it.
Reshoots. Yeah. Had to pay Arnold a couple extra mil.
Yeah. There's a specific part coming up that's just too much.
It hasn't happened yet?
No. For me. I mean, this is all too much. No, it's when he stops. The way he stops.
Okay, this one here. I mean, come on.
Blows through someone's condo.
Yeah.
His family having dinner.
Breaking glasses.
That's it right here. Come on. He should have either gone through the wall or he should have died.
Yeah, the head injuries would be insurmountable at this point.
Oh, yeah. Compressed spine. Yeah. At the very least, he's a quadriplegic.
Right. Yeah, now he just fell 5 stories on his back and said, come on, man.
Yeah. I could do without all of that. I'm with you.
Even this, you could even have this because it could, you know, kick your fall.
And how come everybody can hold on to things so well?
I know, right? Anytime that happens, like when it bounces, you can still hold on to it, even as a 4-year-old kid.
You know, you fly over a cliff, somehow you grab onto a rock.
Yeah, or one of those pieces of grass that just keeps coming.
Yeah.
The root.
When you're under duress, the body is capable of incredible levels of grip. I learned that in biology class in 8th grade, I think. It's a known fact.
Yeah.
I got it! I got one! I finally got one!
Robert Conrad.
Yep. He's there.
I wonder how much he got paid to be in this movie.
It's $21 million.
Jamie's basically going to die right now.
Yeah.
Look at that. Perfect catch.
Look at that.
Turbo Man.
I mean, this is why they made it into a movie. Because when something like this happens, it's extraordinary in real life.
Well, it's based on a true story. Well, that changes everything. I didn't realize that.
It's like, well, we have to make a movie.
Based on
after
this.
After we all saw this happen. Hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think you needed to go that route. But if you got to give the focus group what they want, you know.
Well, they call the shots. You know, real regular guy knowing how to work a jetpack expertly. I mean, what people want.
What's not to like, really?
No rehearsal whatsoever.
How much he means to me.
And she has no idea who that is.
Well, because you can't even tell. You would never guess that's Arnold Schwarzenegger with the
unrecognizable.
It's just the Superman Lois Lane dynamic.
Yeah.
She's never seen him in a hat in other years of dating and marriage.
Or orange ski goggles. That's just throwing him off.
Yeah, I guess.
We had a fight on the phone, and I kind of yelled at him.
Jamie. Your dad is not mad at you.
How do you know?
And then the voice is so dissimilar.
It's only one person in the world has that accent.
How do you know all that?
Well, who would know better than me?
Well, there it is.
Howard?
Howard?
Oh, uh-oh.
You two mean more to me than anything.
Sparks are flying.
I know I've been neglecting both of you, but no more. I love you.
I love you.
Oh, there's
I love you both.
glasses are fixed.
Well, I'm sure he had some kind of kit in his car prepared for everything.
Young man, I think I have something that belongs to you.
Oh, the cop is a nice guy after all.
Yeah.
Now knock it off my shoulder, kid.
Who's a man like you on the force?
He doesn't know who Turbo Man is.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
What a great reaction there.
Sorry about the bike. And the coffee.
And the hands.
The bomb.
I had it. I had it right here.
There you go. Yeah, he's going to do some serious time.
Yep, he's going to jail.
Yeah.
But,
well,
especially.
Go ahead.
This is sweet.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Tying up all the loose ends. You're going away.
Yeah, enjoy it in prison for the next 10 years.
That kid probably put a file in that turbo. Yeah,
there you go.
You know, this is going to make my son really happy. I'm sorry about that little tension we had on the roof.
Hey, it's cool.
But, Jamie, I thought you wanted this doll more than anything.
What do I need the doll for? I got the real Turbo Man at home.
There you hey, go. Oh, it warms the heart.
It does.
Warms the depths of my black frozen
Rita's going to be showing him a good time later.
Yeah, she's going to bang him like she banged Dale Paxton. Yeah.
Well, when a guy can smile on his way to the pokey, that shows character.
And there's a Marvel-like scene at the end coming up here.
I don't know if I've ever seen that, but Lorraine Newman was the first lady. Oh, she was Harvey Korman's wife.
I didn't even notice
quite a star-studded cast here.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people, and a lot of known people.
Chris Parnell, there you go. There's like old Paul White. Huge Santa, Paul the Giant White. They kind of lost the star power towards the end. Oh, Curtis Armstrong, there's a guy.
Yeah. Cane smoking booster.
That's Curtis Armstrong still with us? Still, I wonder.
I think so. Hope so.
I hope so. Yeah. What would we do without Curtis Armstrong in the world? I mean, I resort to a whole lot of mopery with Bill Curtis Armstrong in this world.
I would find a listing of all the local blind people.
Curtis still with mopery. Us.
Okay, good.
69 years old, of course.
There you go.
I can imagine he would be.
He's that old, huh?
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. That movie's what, Revenge of the Nerds is what, like 82?
84.
84?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as the credits play here, what's the overall thoughts and feelings about the movie?
Classic. Love it.
Minus
that overly cartoonish ending. I love everything about it.
So we're not doing like a Pot of Thunder.
No, we don't have
pick
to do
it. Choose. Good, just give real some final good. Thoughts. Yeah. So
yeah.
What do you think, Nick?
I would defend that ending as just with regard to the fact that it's everything was exaggerated. The personalities in this movie were all exaggerated. Physics was thrown out the window.
But only at the end.
It's a movie.
The ball scene. That
okay.
The ball doesn't bounce throughout the whole mall. It stops.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just
good, okay.
Maybe a little nitpicky, but I'm just saying I brought up Ernest Saves Christmas, and in a similar sense, this is a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
You've done a great job about what I said, that they have not shown this anywhere else in the movie, this you know, ridiculous lack of belief, but they did with the ball. So therefore, because they showed something like it earlier, I can buy the
reindeer. The reindeer growling at him, showing its teeth, and then he punches it.
That could happen.
Okay.
Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, it was good. It was, I don't know. I'm not sure how I would have reacted to the ending had you guys started commenting about it before it happened. When you express your disdain for it, I kind of went along with that, but
prepared yourself, yeah.
I'm not sure if I would have, I don't think it would have really taken me aback or anything. It's just kind of seems kind of a typical, you know, grabbed by the throat ending. But
you just would have taken it with a grain of salt and not worried about it.
I possibly. I mean, I don't know. I think your reactions influenced my reaction to it, but in general, I enjoyed it. I mean, I liked all the star-studded cast, as we noticed, and yeah, it was, you know, better than I was expecting it to be. It was good.
Yeah, I'll give you that too. Like I said, I've always enjoyed this movie. Just that one little 3-minute, 4-minute scene always bothered me. But now that we have established this, you know, this fantastic, like you said, kind of live cartoon thing with the ball, even with the Ranger to an extent. I never thought about that before. So, and he's not, it's not as bad as I remembered either. I think Arnold does a great job. He's a great actor. Yeah. And more importantly, he had really great chemistry with Sinbad, which probably, like you said, I bet you if they gave those other guys auditions or whatever with Joe Pesci and whoever else you said,
Daniel Stern,
a lot of that is all about the chemistry that you have with the lead. And Arnold's such a dominating presence in every movie that he's in. I'd even go as far as to say scenery chewing in some ways, and that's not a bad thing. William Shatner's a scenery chewer as well. So it's you know, I think they did a pretty good job with the casting, and it's kind of a fun movie.
And I'm dying to point out that Lou Rawls is singing over the credits right now.
Yes. What song is this?
Was it? I don't know. It's Christmas time or something like that.
Okay.
You're my Christmas time, maybe. Yeah. Read the lyrics, Andy. And so has anybody here seen Jingle All the Way too?
I have. I started it.
Didn't finish it.
So I read this. I watched it a few times because it was kind of got some heavy play on TV for a while, believe it or not. But I read that it was a sequel in name only. That was the way it was phrased.
Oh, gotcha.
Like none of the characters are the same. Larry the Cable Guy is not playing Howard Langston. Santino Marella is not playing Myron. It's a totally different character.
I like what I saw so far, though. That it was pretty good. He's a very likable character. Larry the Cable Guy.
What does Santino play in the movie?
He's like his buddy. He's the buddy. He's not a villain. Yeah, he's Larry's buddy.
So who would you guys think is the villain in this movie? Sinbad, Robert Conrad, Phil Hartman?
I think it's Phil Hartman more than anyone.
Phil Hartman's the only one who wasn't smiling at the end.
Yeah.
And he was just covered in eggnog, whereas Sinbad's going to the hoosegow for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I wanted to defend the use of the whole cartoonish sequence at the end. What was one of the big money-making movies of the of 1990? Home Alone.
What? Yeah.
That movie is a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the only thing about the Home Alone, though, is there's nothing in that movie that couldn't actually happen. I mean, I know it's far-fetched. It's a Bugs Bunny cartoon, like you said.
It is.
But it's not like, you know, Kevin McAllister gets into a jetpack and flies the streets of New York, including bashing headfirst through one window, bashing headfirst through another window, and having no cuts or scrapes on him whatsoever.
I guess we're getting into Christmas Vacation territory then when he goes on the sled and there's a trail of fire behind him as he goes down the
road. Yeah, and that's just an illustration of how the
hold on. Sorry, okay. Cut you off.
I've never seen this before. This is bonus. Oh, so Howard gets to put his star in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's nice. Why do I feel the reindeer is going to be involved here? Tommy Boy gimmick.
Howard, I've been thinking. Everything that you went through today for Jamie really shows how much you love him. And if you're willing to go through all of that for him just for a present, well, that makes me wonder.
What?
What did you get me?
Howard.
Nice work.
Better go back to Ted's house and see what's left over.
So if I was the filmmakers, I would have taken that $150 million profit, went straight to the script factory and wrote Jingle All the Way 2, where we pick up right where this one left off, and he has to go comb the streets of Minneapolis to find a gift at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, Christmas Eve night.
I had to do that once. I had to get a gift for somebody, and it was after, it was about midnight on Christmas Eve. I went to a Walgreens.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what else is open?
It was actually open.
So what'd you get?
What do you got? You got him an inhaler.
A friend of mine used to go shopping at the gas station on Christmas Eve for his whole family's presents.
Wow.
Every year his dad got a big jug of antifreeze. His mom got a glove with a scraper on it that you can scrape the ice off the window. And his brother got two Mr. Bigs, which are a Canadian equivalent of O. Henry bars.
Oh, nice.
You know, I wouldn't complain about any of that.
Is this the guy who needed an auger after he got done with your toilet back up there in Winnipeg? As Andy described him, the shit king of Winnipeg.
What kind of a man uses an auger in another man's powder room? Oh my gosh. All right, guys. Well, that was a great watch along here. People have their own Christmases to take care of and gifts to buy. So if you haven't bought a gift yet, use the inspiration from Turbo Man. Try and find a jet suit and fly through the city until you find the Xbox 3 that you're looking for. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, man.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Happy holidays.